Ah oui.
Hi mate, we're looking at you in with Adam and Metal, yeah?
I'm not. I'm literally upstairs on floor three.
No, I'm going to merge you into a call with them now.
All right, cool. I'm just trying to find a booth.
Okay, mate. One sec.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you, Adam. I think.
Yeah, you're very actually.
So I'll get some stuff out of the way.
Okay, so we've got myself and Nick here. Jason's in the office in a booth, I assume, or some private place.
Yeah.
Adam is wherever he is. That is here. Metal is wherever he is. Okay, so obviously we have long. Right. Speak background noise down, guys. Yeah. So basically, we had the long meeting yesterday. Just confirming what the plan of action is today. Quick update from this end.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, I understand that the Petmans need 50k. I haven't determined whether that's 50 less than 15 yesterday or 50. I imagine it's 50. Knowing David, that they want on account to move forward with the injunction. We various things were said yesterday. I think we need to confirm that the outcome of the injunction that's intended will basically keep the ring, as they call it, which means basically keep the status quo at Live Squawk, such that he's not able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the second action would be we need to agree disclosure and use of the material obtained. And then the third action would be to get disclosure from them for their bank accounts, allow Heather back to get access to documents, so on. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Petmans getting access to the bank accounts, not us, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Did anyone ask the lawyers as to do the Petmans have to disclose that we're funding it? Do we have to have someone from Eastern Europe do it?
Yes, I spoke to David about that. Sorry, George, I spoke to him this morning about it. I'll just tell you what he told me. He said it would be best if someone who wasn't connected to either Ran or Jet in a
right.
Shape of being stroke management way, i.e. Metal, as an inverted comma example, lent, stroke gave, whatever, the Petmans the money for the action, and then was in some roundabout fashion recompensed for that. Only bearing in mind that then if someone did look at where they got the money from, because they would then be asked, well, you said you have the money, where have you, can afford this? They would say, well, a friend helped us out. And then they could, if we'd say we're not going to disclose who, they would say, if they really got pushed, they'd say, okay, it's Metal. Who did it? It's Metal Patel, friend of ours. And it's just two steps. It's each further down the line. They're not going to ask where you got the money from, are they, Metal? Do you know what I mean? So if we as a company loan it, there's two issues for that potentially. We wouldn't gift it to them because we're a company, that wouldn't make sense. So it would be a loan and we could potentially get dragged in for backing an action against a rival entity sort of thing. Now, there's a likelihood that could happen, but it's just a link, you know, that if you can get rid of, don't do it sort of thing. You know, why have that link if you can pay it across in a different way?
And then, did they give us a probability of the injunction being successful? And did they give us a full picture of what the injunction would entail? As in, are we at 70%, 80%, 90%? And have they said the injunction will mean, i.e., A, Stuart can get back in the office, B, Heather, you know, is director, C, Harry suspended, D, a full independent investigation of all the account stuff, E, you know, assets being frozen or not being able to move or no mergers or whatever, did they spell out what we'd be asking for?
No.
No, let me answer that, please. No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And that's what I think now, after this call, I go back to David and say,
David,
we need to clarify that this is what will be obtained by the injunction. We understand there's a risk that it won't get, you know, what's the percentage? So I understand they said 80-20 to Petman. So I think that's probably.
I don't believe Stuart's figures. So I'd want that from David. Just Stuart's figures.
That's from David.
David telling Stuart. But Stuart told us. Whereas, you know, when Stuart walked into a pub, his version of 100 grand and 25 grand are completely different. So I'd want to get it internally from a horse's mouth, as if it were.
Right. So the way I see this is that. I agree with you, Mehul. I think it's important. So, you know, coming out this morning, kind of having digested, I think we need to go back to David this morning and say, David, understand that if the Petmans go for injunction, thanks to the strategy meeting yesterday, understand that if the Petmans do go in isolation for their injunction, it will cost them in the region of 50 grand in the first step. This will then mean that they will get this, and this, which is what we've just talked about. Can you confirm this is the case? And can you provide a percentage you believe of the chances for success?
Yeah, I mean, also ask about the 15 grand on account and go, is it 30? I don't know how you go, is it 35 or 50, but right, so I need to ask that question.
I think there's an email.
I think the 15's gone, mate. I think the 50, circa 50, is for the action. He said injunctions generally cost or have cost us, which we've done two of them so far, about 60 grand. That's what it's cost us historically. He can see it costing us around that number again. So I think the 50 is on the camp purely.
And then, so from a cash flow perspective, does the company have 50 grand?
We've got 100 grand in the bank. It will leave us with 50. We're getting. This is, you know, we've already paid out nearly 100 grand this month into fucking the last month to David. You know.
And do we have if a bond's like 25, they want. Do we have? When would that bond be due?
So I don't think so. I think David. I think I don't think we should cover this, Mehul. I think the Petmans have to cover this.
So then Stuart basically said yesterday that there's already a second charge or some sort of court order on his house against that previous legal case.
He's still left 400 grand in equity. So
he left 400 grand. But from what I know of second charges, and I don't know whether it's a court second charge or whether it's an individual second charge, but if it's an individual second charge, then the person who has the second charge has to allow a third charge. Well, maybe that third charge, because it's a deposit for a court, is fine. But I don't know if it's David or Stuart needs to. Well, I think in the first instance, Stuart needs to be asked the question: who has the second charge and who has the first charge? And then the question after that is for David to go. Or the question to ask David is: if a property has a second charge and that second charge is by a court, can a third charge be put against it by another court? You see what I mean? If there's ample equity. I agree, George. I think the Petmans have to have something on the line, and I think the charge on their house also shows the judge, you know, that they're stepping up to the plate. You see what I mean? It shows us and the judge.
Are you talking about the charge or about some input to the cash flow as well?
They don't have a property in as far as the cash flow goes.
Okay. So they're no help on that at all?
No.
Okay.
But then bear in mind, we then got, you know, tomorrow we're going to be kicking off with the Sting matter, you know.
Well, it's the IP, isn't it, with that, essentially.
Do we know how much money we've got coming in this month?
Well, I think we bill about 180 a month at the moment, but if they go and offer a free service next month, I can imagine it might get a bit less. So basically, we're running a bit less because we basically offered that 30% promotion earlier in the year where people signed up and paid for a year in advance, yeah?
Yeah.
Giving us some money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we are back in that, you know, we're back in the conversation that these fucking legal fees are fucking killing us.
Well, I mean, everyone's on the point. Yeah, no, I know, but do we have any other options? No. So
well,
I suppose we just have to pass
that. We do have other options. We can go to the authorities, yeah, but we're all saying basically it's too late now to do that, and we think that we need to take the injunction. But we do need to clarify that we're going to get what we want out of the injunction, otherwise they're going to go back. If Schneider backed Harry, yeah, 3 days later, they'll be back in court trying to get the injunction undone, and they'll be filing for damages caused by the injunction.
So I think if Stuart and Heather are putting up, like, you know, let's just say we put up a 50 and that's our sunk cost. But if Stuart and Heather are putting up the charge on their house or whatever, they have to, I think, you know, it's our duty to let them know as well that, you know, if Harry goes to overturn the injunction and he gets overturned and he claims damages, they're on the line for those damages. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I know. And this is the thing, this has also come out, and it's like, you guys, and then we get into the point, Mel, where we've basically got, you know, got to go, and you've got to go and speak to Harry.
Yeah, the other option is we go to the authorities and we have a conversation with Harry and Sonny. I know why David's pushing. David's saying, like, 50 grand in legal fees, 50 grand in legal fees, more, but I think we need to think
it's
this through.
Time. It is also time, mate, that everyone's conscious of the time, I think.
The reason David's pushing is he won't get be able to get it done before Thursday. Basically, there's two emergency hearings every week, and it's Mondays and Thursdays in court.
Right, okay.
He doesn't think we'll get in if we don't do it on Monday. But at least we won't get a hearing on Tuesday or Wednesday.
But then the next thing is that, you know, ultimately, have Mel got 50 grand liquid cash offshore or wherever he keeps his dough, that we can then, you know, they can get the Petmans as a loan against their house. Or you can do it as a loan against their house, Mel, or you could just do it as cash flow. But I think it's probably fairer that we do it as cash flow from the business. And then obviously you need to be, you can be paid out for the consultancy fees from the business to compensate for that. But, you know, that's where it leads us. And, you know.
Can't hear Jason at all.
Sorry, Jason.
Oh, hi. I'm still here. I'm just listening in and trying not to.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
What are your views, George, on me having a chat with Sonny and Harry?
I think it's the only choice, mate, certainly with Harry. Yeah?
So do you think it's pre or post injunction?
Well, that's probably the bigger question. But what's he going to do? I mean, let's just think how that plays out. You know, you go to Harry, you say, Harry, look, mate, it's me backing it. I've got finances in bed with me now. You know, the other guy's kept a few shares, but, you know, ultimately it's me. You need to know I've got this evidence and that Stuart and I have, you know, got this evidence, and we'll be paddling over the authorities tomorrow unless you basically sell, give me the keys, or sell your half to me, or give the keys to Stuart. What do you think he's going to do?
Well, he won't give them to Stuart. He wouldn't at all.
He's not going to give them to me either. Harry's going to fancy a fight. Maybe you're right. Maybe the only way to start it off is with an injunction.
Mm-hmm. The problem is, we need to make sure the injunction does what we want it to do. Otherwise, what's the point?
Honestly, like, I really don't. I think, you know, you guys, I'm kind of like listening to, I have my views. I think the injunction does, we've got to assume if the injunction doesn't do what we need it to do, very little
bit. And it's not worth it. No. So I think, George, can you send David an email now? Because I've got to walk into this meeting, the stigma. Can you send David an email now going, okay, this is going to cost 50 grand. Will it, number one, like, you know, get Heather back in? Will it, two, lock Harry out? Number three, have access to the business, blah, blah, blah. You know, what exactly do we get?
Yeah, I'll do that. You go in there and tell them that you basically, you know, you're leading the fray in the school business with new backers, new financiers, yeah? And the old guys have kept a few shares, but that's it. That's the story, yeah?
Yeah, basically what we discussed last time, right?
Yeah, 100%. And then we can tell that to Harry or not tomorrow, and we'll tell it to Schneider the next day if we want to, okay?
Okay, all right, speak to you in a bit. Sorry.
Catch you in a bit. Cheerio, bye-bye.